This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 2132. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. In this edition, recorded March 31st, Afghanistan, Alaska, Andorra, Antarctica, Australia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Denmark, East Turkestan, Egypt, Finland, Germany, Greece, India, Iran, Kuwait, Myanmar, Netherlands, New Zealand, Oklahoma, Romania, Russia, Spain, Tibet, Turkey, Ukraine, UK, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Mike Cooper in Georgia sends a story from www.kama.com, that's K-H-A-A-M-A, from Afghanistan. Taliban take off-air international media in Afghanistan, dated 28th of March. They've decided to ban broadcasts of all international media telecasting through local media in Afghanistan. BBC, the first one, that stopped broadcasting on Sunday night, March 27th. BBC asked the Taliban to reverse their decision. Deutsche Welle and VOA are other two international media stopped by the de facto authorities in Afghanistan. However, this is all about television. What about radio? Surprisingly, following their takeover, the Taliban did not immediately ban the 1296 and 621 kilohertz relays of U.S. AGM services. We've not heard anything about them lately, so what are on those frequencies now? There's also 972 kilohertz via Tajikistan beyond. I did happen to hear, still on shortwave, 7495, Radio Ashna, with interference from WBCQ, March 29th at 0117 in Dari. It's a midnight 30 to 0230 broadcast, alternating semi-hours in Pashto and Dari via the Lampertheim, Germany relay site. HAARP in Alaska sent a notice via postal mail to amateurs on its mailing list that they were about to undertake a new series of test transmissions. The only frequency mentioned is 6.8 megahertz. There would be broadcasts between 05 and 07 UT from March 24th through April 2nd, and from 12:30 to 14:30, April 3rd to 7th. And separately, a bunch of shorter transmissions, 10 minutes each supposedly, at specific times each day, from as early as 06:20 to as late as 08:58 UT, between 23 March and 2 April. Since March 26th, but not every night, I've been hearing this huge wideband buzz, the sound or pitch of it constantly varying, centered on 6.8, but expanding at least between 6780 and 6825 kHz, such as March 26th at 0709. It's also been monitored extensively by Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia. For example, on March 26th, he says, a very loud broadband digital-like signal started exactly at 0700 and lasted until exactly 0730, and again from 0830 until 09. The second half hour was unusual. The signal started very loud, but halfway through became weaker and fluttery. The notice refers to this as an HF ocean scatter window experiment. Those 10-minute, supposedly, transmissions, but actually up to half an hour after 07 UT. What am I talking about? For those unfamiliar, HAARP stands for High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. It has been subject of wild conspiracy theories about its true purpose. But more about HAARP in general is at haarp.gi.alaska.edu. Walt Salmaniv was still hearing it on March 31st, tuned in at 0600, much weaker signal, but it went off the air at 0602. And he and I also noticed right in the middle of it on 6800, there is an AM carrier, which I guess is part of the experiment. Also reported by Eric Fetterswalp in Washington State, March 29th at 0628 past 0648. And Dora Non, Christian Milling tells us, first Saturday per month is time for From the Archives of Radio Andorra. This time it's a one-hour jazz show. Music from Louis Armstrong, Miles Davis, Marcel Zanini, Bing Crosby, Billie Holiday, and Thelonious Monk. Saturday, 2 April, 18 to 19 UT, on 6180 via Austria. And AquiRadioAndorra.com. From Antarctica, LRA 36 is still showing up before and after 15 UT on Saturdays and Wednesdays, such as March 26th and 30th. I monitored via remotes in Brazil. 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. About the March 26th program, Manuel Mendez in Spain says it came on at 1353, and they're still replaying an old El Lejano Sur program from last year. It was number 13. He heard it via Uruguay remote, no signal direct. Up on Asilomar State Beach, California, Ron Howard reports Radio 4KZ, Australia, 5055. Fairly clear March 24th at 0843. On March 27th, it cut off at 1103. By the way, much earlier in our evenings, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin caught a North American pirate on 5055. Aussie Tim Gaynor in New South Wales says he is resuming shortwave broadcasts of Unique Radio as of April 2nd, 5035 USB, low power, or depending on propagation, 3210 LSB, and he's resuming carrying World of Radio, Saturdays at 0700 UT, and Wednesdays at 1000. Check out the full schedule and streaming connections at www.uniqueradio.biz. I see also on the schedule is the International Radio Report from Montreal. From the 4th Region of Chile, Claudio Galas reports Brazil on 9290 AM, with music before and after 21 UT, March 27th. He says it's Radio Araucaria, that's A-R-A-U-C-A-R-I-A, and I suspect it is unlicensed. Takahito Akabayashi in Tokyo, Japan, provides the A-22 schedule of Beibu Bay Radio, that's B-E-I-B-U, using 100-kilowatt transmitters at Nanning, China, on 5050 and 9820 with different azimuths. It's quite a complex evening language schedule between 0945 and 1603, not only Mandarin and Cantonese, but Southeast Asian languages, Cambodian, Lao, Burmese, Thai, and Vietnamese, and a bit of English at least as a language lesson at 1515. There's also a multilingual morning transmission at 2248 until 0102. Check their website, www.bbrtv.com. Something's always wrong at Radio Havana, Cuba, but so far it seems they've been sticking to reactivated 6165 for English as early as midnight UT past 06. And, of course, that means adjacent channel interference to WBCQ on 6160 and vice versa. The two of them should not be 5 kilohertz apart. During some of those hours, Cuba also faces co-channel interference on 6165. From Japan via France or Turkey. Cuba's second English broadcast of the day is now supposed to be at 23 UT for 1 hour on 11880 and 5040. But as Wolfgang Büschel and I notice, it is not always the case. It may be missing from one frequency or the other, or one of them may be in Spanish. Furthermore, Chuck Gessner in Pennsylvania was hearing Cuba in Spanish on 11180. March 31st at midnight 4, very strong. My guess is that it was a mistake for 11880 as they punched in the frequency. It would be a bit too close to U.S. military communications on 11176. As Rick Barton in Arizona points out, been here on the 11-meter band, Chris Smolinski in Maryland of HF Underground reports hearing Denmark's low-power station World Music Radio on 25800. March 30th at 1541 UT, an SIO333 signal with some fading, a little better at times, using a 250-foot V-beam antenna aimed at Europe. Not bad at all on the 11-meter band dipole either, he says, as expected. Filed under East Turkestan, land of imperialist Chaikom genocide against Uyghurs and other Muslims, this from Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois in the NASFA flash sheet. On 6015, China National Radio via Urumqi, March 24th at 12:13, the Kazakh service, a fairly good signal. He says something new on the frequency. Very entertaining Central Asian music. Sounds almost like a combination of Chinese vocals and Middle Eastern. Extravagant emotional chanting songs with ethnic orchestral accompaniment. Now scheduled starting at 11:53 until 1800, so interfering with South Korea later. Checking out Radio Cairo, Egypt, on some new frequencies scheduled for the A22 season. Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight says clear audio on the new frequency 9440 in English, March 27th, from 21:15 to 22:45. I can understand practically every word. However, when I checked the next day, March 28th at 21:22, Cairo was back on 9899.767 via the remote in Holland, and it was totally useless, a silent carrier with occasional extremely distorted modulation peaks breaking through. On the 29th, I had a barely audible carrier on 9440 at 22:23. Hard to believe that was Cairo in English. But there was a barely modulated, stronger signal on 9899.759. However, in the new season, that may not have been in English, but in unrecognizable Portuguese, starting at 22:15 on 9900. Manuel Mendez reminds us, according to a notice from Scandinavian Weekend Radio Finland, it's time for another of their almost monthly broadcasts on the first Saturday of April, actually starting UT Friday at 2100 for 24 hours, April 1st until April 2nd. They're always scheduled on two frequencies at once, one on the 49-meter band and one on the 25, and hour by hour it does show how they supposedly change, but in the past we've found they don't necessarily follow the schedule. So I suggest, if you're trying to pick them up, try all four frequencies every time. 5980, 6170, 11690, and 11720, some of which, of course, encounter co-channel interference. The radio war in Germany continues despite the real war in Ukraine. Putin's ally, says Hans-Jürg Wiener, because the enemy of shortwave service in Kal is again jamming the station on 6005, such as at 0855 UT, when Radio Ukraine was being relayed at 08 until 09. That was March 31st. Zaharis Yangas in Greece used an external CW decoder and waited for more than 20 minutes to assemble the quite jammed text due to the music, which came out as, "Kal Krekel must stop jamming." Altsamaniv in British Columbia says the 100-watt German DRM transmitter on 15785 is propagating well into here with 100% copy at 2047 UT, March 25th. Light banter in German and into Lady Gaga. Roger Tyre in Germany says the 100-watt transmitter has the function of a propagation beacon and should not be regarded as a serious offer for program listeners. For Germany, it's a good beacon for sporadic-y and short-skip conditions in the summer months. In case the Voice of Greece is really being removed from shortwave after March 31st, I've made a point of listening to its only remaining frequency, 9420, for lots of great music, such as before and after 04 UT on March 30th and 31st, and it's still going at 2021 UT on the 31st. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2132, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. Thus, financial support is very much appreciated. Our thanks this week to Kenneth Connerth, KC8YJW, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Not necessarily in U.S. funds, or by money order or check on a U.S. bank, to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. All India Radio does not normally broadcast in that useless language English, but Alan Rowe heard some in the UK on 9620. Tuned in the Arabic broadcast, 1825, and found English news in progress. Turned out to be a relay of Doordarshan television. It continued until 1852 and then switched away into Indian music. He says, probably a switching error and not likely a regular feature. Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran is not easily heard in North America anymore, but they put a great signal into Europe. I listened via a remote there to 9855, March 29th, during the 1920 to 2020 UT English hour. In fact, I heard an American English accent, but it was still interjecting in Arabic or Persian, apparently some sort of sermon. And after that, they were quoting from The Guardian UK about Trump's opaque fundraising, cutting it off at 2020 before the part was over, but the transmission had concluded. You never know what frequency Radio Kuwait will land on for its English broadcast at 05 UT, but March 25th until sign-off at 0800, David J. Morris in the British TX Club says it was on exactly 15492.50, a good signal with modern pops in English. Ron Howard in California reports on Myanmar Radio 5985, Friday, March 25th at 1458 with an English language lesson. Not the usual Say It in English series, but something else, with different lessons and a different time. Details about a missing girl. Heavy pulsating jamming, maybe North Korean, ended shortly after 1500. There was non-stop indigenous music, and no normal English segment at 1530, perhaps since it was Myanmar's Armed Forces Day, March 27th. Ivo Ivanov, Observer Bulgaria, notes an extended schedule for Mizima Radio into Myanmar as of March 27th on 17730 via the UAE site. It was on the air from 1130 until 1300, instead of just from 12 to 13. Manuel Mendez in Spain got a reply from Sunlight Radio in the Netherlands asking why they are off the air from 5955. They replied, "There are problems with the shortwave transmitter. We've ordered a new one on its way. Expect to be on before the end of the week, that is, the first weekend in April, or the following weekend. Or listen online, www.sunlight.nl. Rodney Johnson in Minnesota, who likes to monitor the news from New Zealand every morning, found under the new seasonal scheduling, 9700 until 13 UT, encounters a collision with Radio Free Asia after 1200. So they were hustling to resolve the situation. On March 30th, New Zealand switched to 9695 and then to 5980 from 1259. But they were planning to use 9695 much earlier than necessary from 0800. However, there's another collision there, as Ivo Ivanov points out. KNLS Alaska is also on 9695 in English and Russian between 08 and 10. Some alternate frequencies are possible, as in HFCC, check 7245 or 9585 or 9470. However, on March 31st, Rodney says they're back on 9700 after 10 UT. Apparently, Radio Free Asia has moved. Attention, Beacon DXers. The only one in Enid EI on 341 kHz had been off the air since last August, but I'm hearing it again on the air since March 30th. Radio Romania International was already broadcasting in Ukrainian. The new schedule, 3 half-hours at 15, 17, and 19 UT, all on 5910. In Hardcore DX, Wojtek Zaremba in Poland reports March 26th, Russian war propaganda or a warning message. It's a looped message in Russian to Odessa about imminent attacks on military objects. Or is it just a hoax? He was hearing it on 3219 USB, which is used for ship transmissions. The time appears to have been 2021 UT. Last week I quoted an item from Rusty X about DRM transmissions from Far East Russia, but one of the times was wrong, missing a digit. 04 to 10 UT, the correct frequency, 15735, not 5735. As of March 30th, I'm still hearing just about every day the relay of Radio Svoboda in Russian at 19 to 20 UT on 9370, putting a good signal into Russian remotes and no jamming audible. The site suspected to be Armenia. Also, the previous hour at 18, definitely Armenia on medium wave 1395. The following does not mention shortwave, but Mike Cooper sends a Margaret Sullivan column from the Washington Post, March 27th. The Kremlin tries to stifle Radio Free Europe and its audience surges. That is according to web traffic indications. Spain is on new summer frequencies for its token English broadcast Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 22 to 22:30. And so far, the one for North America is holding up quite well as far as deep North America, 17855. If that's not making it, try 15520, 11940, or 11685. 17490 is a long-known frequency for China via East Turkestan. But on March 31st, Zaharis Liangas in Greece says he was hearing Voice of America Tibetan, not on exactly that frequency, but 17489.883 at 1359 UT, but with some jamming noise. Possibly the transmitter site would be Uzbekistan. Voice of Turkey has made its seasonal change for English to North America, 22 UT on 9830. Sometimes there's heavy radio teletype interference on the upper sideband, sometimes not, and sometimes Turkey is not heard anyway. In Hardcore DX, Frank Helmbold in Germany reports another medium-wave frequency from Ukraine. March 23rd, 1377 kHz with Ukraine Radio 1. Location unknown, but it could be an old 7-kilowatt transmitter which were listed in the WRTH 22 years ago. It was much weaker than 1278, but strong enough to fight against Transworld Radio Armenia Relay. 1815 UT, there was a pause when it was clear. The Ukrainian Radio Relay Hour, via WRMI at 05 UT, is now on the switched frequency of 7730, and since March 30th, it's been starting off with about 6 minutes of news in English. Here's how it started March 31st.
Ukraine security issue.
Russia's announced reduction in its military activity in the areas of Kyiv and Chernihiv is not observed in either, according to Kharitin Starsky, press officer of the National Guard Rapid Response Brigade. What is really happening is some regrouping of the Russian forces, not withdrawal. Fighting near Kyiv and Chernihiv is as intensive as in other areas, Starsky said. In the Kyiv combat area, National Guardsmen and army troops are on the counter-offensive. Meanwhile, Russian troops deployed to Belarus are moving along the Ukrainian border, and those already deployed to Ukraine are massing near the Chernobyl nuclear power plant. British intelligence has confirmed the active transfer of Russian forces to Belarus and warns about Russia's plan to intensify missile strikes on Ukrainian cities as compensation for the disastrous failures of its ground forces. Russian missiles continue to target Kyiv, Khmelnytsky, Chernihiv, Mykolaiv, Kharkiv, Sumy, and other regional centers. Fortunately, most of them are destroyed by the Ukrainian anti-aircraft defense. The General Staff said in its daily report on Wednesday that several missiles had been downed while approaching Kyiv. According to the report, one missile was destroyed in the Khmelnytsky region, but several others hit local industrial facilities. Belarusian social network users say the missiles may have been launched from Belarusian territory. The General Staff confirms that Russia is pressing on with its full-blown war against Ukraine, even despite formidable losses. 17,300 personnel and almost 4,300 units of material, including aircraft, armored vehicles and artillery. The Russian invaders continue to kill Ukrainian civilians, young and old. The Prosecutor General's office said that as of Wednesday, 145 children had been killed and 222 had been wounded or injured. Also, the number of civilians killed in Tuesday's missile strike on the building of the Mykolaiv Region Administration rose to 15 as rescuers continued to recover bodies from the ruins. Residents of the besieged eastern city of Kharkiv are suffering a humanitarian disaster. For more than a month, almost all of them have been actually living in bomb shelters and basements. One of them is Violetta, 19. She is looking after her newborn son in a subway station. She sends the baby's photos to her husband, who is fighting at the front. He has only seen his son twice, each time for half an hour, said Violetta.
I
had expected that we'd be at home, that my husband would call an ambulance and go along with me to the maternity hospital, that I and my baby would come back in a day or two, and that everything would be very, very well. Now I dream to see an end to this war and come out of here. We will rebuild our Kharkiv. I dream to have my husband beside me, said Violetta.
Chris Greenway, the British TX Club, says we regret to report the death on 22 March of Richard Meacham, a longtime friend of BDXC and a well-known figure to an older generation of DXers and listeners. He had a prominent career at BBC Monitoring, head of the World Schedule Section and editor of World Broadcasting Information. Yes, IGH remember him well and am sad at this news. His name is spelled M-E-A-S-H-A-M. BBC continues to resist putting any Russian or Ukrainian language on shortwave, but it is available. On their website, we see they do have those language sections, at least for webcasting, bbc.com/Russian and /Ukrainian. BBC has kept switching frequencies for English to Ukraine and Russia, now at 13 to 15 UT on 15740. Over here, that suffers interference on Monday through Friday from the hybrid DRM of WINB up to 15755. Checking the IRRS Nexus IBA schedule, I see a new time for World of Radio, Sunday at 10:30 UT on 9510 across Europe, in addition to Friday at 18:15 on 7290, except the third week of the month. WRMI has now exchanged programming on 7730 and 7780. 7730 is now aimed to the northeast to Europe, but 7780 is not aimed northwest, as we expected, but instead southwest. But World of Radio may be found on these exchange frequencies, 0130 UT Friday on 7730, 930 UT Sunday and Monday on 7780. Big news from WBCQ March 26th on Alan and Angela Worldwide. Although they're still trying to raise money, they've gone ahead and purchased 2 100-kilowatt transmitters from somewhere, but there'll still be considerable expense to transport them, and they also plan to buy 2 more. WRNO New Orleans has gone missing again, not to be heard on 7505, when I checked March 27th, 28th, and 29th, as early as 01 UT or as late as 0630. WTWW has been active lately on 9940 in our afternoons, the exact span unknown. It seems that Ted is trying to reach Ukraine and cheer them up with music and no news. However, when I tuned in, I heard him preaching. There was huge pulsing interference, either jamming or over-the-horizon radar, March 29th at 22:50, when I tuned in via U20 in Europe, bothering not only 9940 but 9955. David Gorin tells me one may now listen to his shortwave shindig 2022 rebroadcast, presumably originally during the SWL Winterfest, via his website, wavefarm.org. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, issued March 28th. Geomagnetic field likely to reach active levels April 3rd, 20th, and 21st. ANKNS is peaking at 12 and 4. However, as of 21 UT March 31st, WWV said, geomagnetic storms reaching the G3 level are likely in the next 24 hours. Solar radiation storms reaching the S1 level expected. Radio blackouts reaching the R1 level are likely. Solar flux was really 149, although it had been predicted at only 129 March 30th, descending to 113 April 3rd to 5th, and further down to 105 by mid-April. That's World of Radio 2132. Glenn Hauser, thanks for listening, and do make a point of hearing me next week, when I conclude with a standard disclaimer.